Hi friends, this is Alvaro with the channel Uniquely Merry, and I just kind of wanted to do a short little walking vlog on today, Christmas Day. So, Merry Christmas, by the way, to all of you. Thank you to all of the subscribers and all of you that support this channel and pray for me. So when I first had my conversion, I was 20 years old, and Christmas had this magic when I was a kid, I think for all of us because of the gifts and things like that. Then when I was a teenager and in my 20s, it became cynical, it lost its magic, it really wasn't very special anymore. And then I had my conversion at the age of 20, and all of a sudden I became a child again, and Christmas really became something unbelievably magical in those first few years of my conversion. But something that I've experienced in the last few years is that Christmas is always maybe a little bit disappointing, because I always want more. I always wish that people celebrated it better, that people celebrated it more here on earth. And so there's a lot of sadness in my heart to see that it's just become so commercialized. And for instance, that we forget this one reality, that Christmas is actually 9 days that we celebrate it, beginning on the 21st, ending on January 1st, and even many devout Catholics don't really celebrate that in that extended period. But there is a place that they do celebrate Christmas, and that's in purgatory. So Christmas in purgatory. So when you look this up on many different places on Google, it seems pretty well held that the day that the most souls are released in purgatory is on Christmas Day, or Christmas Eve, or however you want to look at it. And we get that from St. Teresa of Avila, along with a few other saints, and probably in the writings of Maria Sima. So today on Christmas, if you have that same feeling, if you have that feeling of there's something missing that I didn't get, there's something more that I want, know that you can give the greatest gift to anyone. You can give someone a gift that lasts for all eternity, something that we cannot even begin to fathom how amazing it is, how thankful they are. Today, spend even just a little bit of time praying for them. It could be just a Hail Mary, anything. And a lot of us here at our house, we've been sick, so we're kind of sort of, we can offer that for them. But how about you pray with me that prayer of St. Gertrude, so that we can today on this Christmas Day release as many souls in purgatory as is possible. Eternal Father, I offer you the most precious blood of your divine Son Jesus, in union with all the masses said throughout the world today, for all the holy souls in purgatory, for sinners everywhere, for sinners in the universal church, those in my own home and within my family, amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. My friends, God bless you. Sorry about the sun. It's just the only place that I can film. I will see you in the next one.